Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yo, easy now, Amber. Alright, so the first half of this episode, we are on location, but as you can tell, at the time of filming, we thought it was well loud and we didn't think we were going to be able to use it. That's why we're like stopping and starting as every train goes by and stuff like that. But I managed to fix the audio with the help from Talal. So we ended up using it. So the first half of this pod is on location. Second half, we do from home. So just to let you know off the bat. Peace. Enjoy.
Do you know what I mean?
Salute all the Arms House crew. What's going on?
Yo, it does look good. Does it go sideways? No. Just portrait.
We're going live right now. We are live. Yes, party people, inside the place to be, episode 79.
79.
Of Arms House to your mum's house. We are on location yet again. You guys said you liked the location vid, so...
This one's going to be loud.
This one's going to be a bit of a loud one, yo.
But yo, anyway, those ones I think we can talk over. Check 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's hard.
The Piccadilly, if it runs through, it's going to be loud.
I mean, we might not do the whole episode here. Let's just see how it gets on. But we're here somewhere in West London. We don't want to be too specific, but those that know will know. Yo, theme.
Corona.
Big up, man. Yes.
Big up.
Corona. What happened to that?
Sorry, everybody in the Arms House. I'm just getting settled down. I'm just getting settled down.
You're getting settled. There's some homeless folk living right underneath us right now.
He's cool.
He's all good, though. We said hello to him. We said safe.
He said he's a big fan of the Arms House.
Yeah, he said he was a massive
fan.
Yeah, exactly. I just hope the levels are all right, man.
This is brilliant. Let's get some podcasts done when there's no train, because the train's going to come by any second.
No doubt.
Man. 79.
Yeah,
I mean,
boy.
When we get to 80, that's 80 episodes.
Jesus, man. Yo.
That's pretty fucking good. Consistency. It's dedication. People need to know this is tough. This is like a graph mission in itself. We went to a first spot.
Yeah.
I wasn't really feeling it too much. And then, you know, like many a graph mission, you go and do a spot, it doesn't work out. So you're like, oh, let's go to that other place. And then the second place is just sick.
Yeah.
And you think we would have never have gone there if the first spot hadn't come on top or whatever. So, yeah, boy, there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about on this episode. Have you seen the train in Paris, the whole...
Oh, the one with the sharks on it. Yeah, I have seen. I'm kind of sick of that train now because I've seen it so many fucking times, so many people posting it.
Only since last week, no?
Yeah.
Who did it? Tranny?
I didn't do any research into it at all.
We should let it roll across.
Yeah, of course.
Now. Here it is rolling.
Yeah.
Fucking sick. That might be one of the sickest whole cars I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I think those shark characters are actually from a cartoon.
Sharky and George?
No. It's like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but for sharks. Like they're mutant sharks. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. It's getting a little bit windy as well out here. What beautiful day we've had. Yeah, that's the one. Subway sharks. No rules.
Look at the background, it's the crazy. Cracks, the fire.
And the way that... I thought it was AI when I first saw it. I thought, oh, right, that's an AI
it's too
video.
Much.
That
someone, it's too much.
Yeah. And just the way it looks like it's... Yeah, it's mad.
Fucking
the door's open.
It looks like a tranny.
Yeah, it could be, man.
Looks exactly like it. And the subway is nice. It's nice.
So
oh,
nice.
Man. That's nice. The nicest... I'm saying that's the nicest whole car I've seen...
In a long
I'm trying
time.
To compare it to something quite real, but in a long with background, like whole car.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, everything taken up.
Nuts! Oh shit!
Damn. There's a theme runner.
Oh shit! What's behind us? We got Venom, Buzz, Bat,
Sane,
Vexa.
Got the Sane over there.
Oh yeah,
Jaffo. bees. Look, Percy, I told you about this guy.
Oh, shit. On the train.
Bruv.
Hopefully the camera can pick it up.
He has battered it.
Yeah.
But, like, battered, like, almost every train.
Why does it sound so fucked in the headphone? Like, screeching really loud, but it doesn't matter.
Picks up the screech of the wheels.
Yeah, proper. Yeah, I couldn't make out what it was. Percy.
It, man, like... Acid, yeah. I don't know what it is. Bass was talking about it.
Uh-huh.
At that time in acting, they were talking about it.
And he doesn't know who it is.
I don't know if he knows it, but they were talking about...
The etch stuff.
The whatever it is to do that with.
Mm.
And the fact that... well, he's pissing them off.
Oh, man. That's the ultimate piss take. Them off. There's a 10. You know the Roman numeral 10? Just on the carriage, just big like that, and then move next carriage, boom, boom. Yeah. That's all they're going to the yard just to do that. It's crazy, but
I think that's 10. I think that's foot.
Yeah,
doing that
for sure, definitely.
Can I use your lighter?
Yes.
Brought a little eye top.
I see.
Got a little eye top. So I got this joke story.
Yeah, go on.
Supposed godfather of mine.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
We might have to pause as the train's gone by. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it because look at the audio. There's no way picking that shit up. But that's like kind of, you know, this is ASMR. ASMR, is that what it's called? But it's for writers, for graffiti writers. This is an ASMR podcast for graffiti writers. Anyway.
You mean like dudes have got like...
It's like the oral sensory something where they like rub their nails on the microphone and they're like, you get fit girls like sucking on things.
It's going to be a lot.
There's another
trains.
Percy on that one as well.
On this Piccadilly.
And an Ingo.
Yeah.
I just saw it on the window.
Yeah, but he smashed the districts.
Yeah.
Smashed the... I don't know if it's a one-night thing or... It can't be. Because he smashed them.
I mean, I've seen it a lot.
When I'm at Earl's Court, one's coming in this way, one comes out that way, then one goes past, you're like, holy shit. Definitely fuck them off. Definitely.
Mate, that's the ultimate disrespect because you're not even painting a piece. You know what I mean? You can't even argue that it's art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, some people, when they go, oh, we're painting trains, or it's illegal and everything, but
I love
art,
it, though.
You know?
Yeah, I love those reaches he's doing.
It's kind of like a response to them buffing everything and keeping everything clean, and they're like, all right, then, we'll do that, then. You know what I mean?
Evolve,
you can't stop.
Have to evolve.
You have to evolve.
Can't stop graph.
Can't stop it, man. Yo. Come on, tell me your story, because I've got a mad story
as well.
I've got
a story, but every time the train...
All right, yeah. It's a quiet one. He's going slowly.
So anyway, I'll lift up my voice a bit.
Yeah.
This supposed godfather of mine, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not baptised or anything. I'm not... But he was there when I was born.
Talk into the mic.
He's fucking minted. Like, minted.
Your godfather?
Yeah. Like, minted.
Do you have to kiss his ring when you see
him? Yeah, a bit like that. Like, he's fucking minted.
Oh, shit, yeah. What does he do?
And he like now he is his dad started like a property firm.
Oh, okay, okay.
Back in the day. But he is like a QC.
Oh shit, okay.
So he's like, you know, he's educated, he's proper like
damn.
But now he doesn't give a shit, he just does his property shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I was with him the other day. This is not the other day, it was like years, almost a year or 2 years ago, and I saw his missus in the street in North London where they live.
Yeah.
So I'm chatting to her, like rare. And she's like, oh, did he tell you how he got the car stolen? And like that. Didn't tell me shit. So, basically, yeah.
I'm to jump down and fucking jump onto the tube by train surfing.
Basically, this is how minted this guy is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he drives his soft-top Mercedes M3.
Yeah.
An M3 into a petrol station, yeah, in North London.
Yeah.
Soft top is down, mobile phones on the passenger seat, and opens the door. This is how rich people just don't get it. Opens the door, just leaves it open whilst he's filling up.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And then just pops to the shop bit.
Okay.
To go and pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the door's still open. The key is in the engine.
Oh, shit.
His mobile and shit is on the passenger, because he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit.
Idiot.
And he's a QC, so he's like...
Which area is this?
Like Primrose Hill, Hampstead sort of area.
There was that one, you know Gillette Corner? You know the Shell on the corner there?
Yeah.
Yeah? I remember there was notorious for a while. if you didn't lock your car when you went to pay for the thing, there were just dudes standing in the bushes just waiting for you to walk to pay for your petrol, and they'll come in and just...
Because it's a great one. You're straight onto the 40 exactly. mile an hour minimum.
Yeah. I remember that one being really... But now it's, I think it's all right now, but... Yeah. Anyway.
So this is like around Camden, Primrose Hill, Hampstead, I'm not sure where, but around that area.
Oh, look, there's an X on that one. 10. Sorry, we're just going to be looking at the trains as they come.
This might be the worst episode of all time.
It will visually, it's fucking cool. Take my word for it. For the people listening, if you come over to the YouTube and check it out, it's fucking cool as fuck here, man. The sun is
Can
setting.
I use the lighter? Yeah, the sun is setting. When we were coming here, one guy was like, are you okay, guys?
Yeah.
Is that what he actually said?
Yeah, he said, oh, you're all right. And we were like, yeah, fuck off. We came down.
So he's left his car, yeah?
Yeah.
In there, goes in to pay for the petrol. He's like, paying for the petrol. And the man says, excuse me, is that your car?
Mm.
He's like, yeah, it's my car, yeah. And some geezer's just getting in.
Yeah.
Just gone.
No way.
Gone.
Oh, shit.
And he's got a tracker on the car.
Yeah.
And he's got his mobile phone in there.
Oh, shit.
Like his work phone.
Yeah.
So he's got...
Find my phone.
He's got another phone on him.
Ah.
And he's like, right, I'm going to call my phone.
Yeah.
While the guy's nicked the car. And the guy in the shop's like, yeah, nick the phone. Well,
we've
so he starts calling it. The guy's not answering. Then eventually the guy answers the phone, yeah?
Oh, shit.
He's like, hi, you've just stolen my car.
Yeah.
He's like, no, what are you talking about? He's like, no, you just stolen a black M3, da-da-da-da, number plate is this, my key's there, my briefcase is there.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit. And apparently the first thing this geezer said is, well, teaches you a lesson, doesn't it?
Oh,
you
know, shit.
Not to be a fucking twat. You left the door open, bruv, with the key in it, bruv. And they're like getting on quite well together, this conversation.
Yeah.
He's like, well, my godfather's like, well, look, I need the documents in the boot.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I need those. I have to have those today. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be in a world of shit. He's like, oh, fuck you, I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to call the police. I'm not going to do anything. I just want the documents in the back of this car, yeah? And the guy turns off the phone.
Oh, shit.
And he's, fuck. Just keeps ringing it. Eventually turns up a call and rings him, gets through. And he says, listen, man, I'm not going to call the old Bill.
Mm.
I want those documents in the back. Meanwhile, the guy in the shop has called the old Bill, like, on behalf of my godfather. He doesn't know.
Yeah. He's just doing his job.
Old Bill have turned up.
Yeah.
Just when he's getting on really well with him on the phone with the guys who have the car.
Yeah.
And said, take the phone. And fuck the whole thing up. Yeah. He was getting on well with this guy. He was going to get these papers that he needed. He's like, you told me you weren't going to call the police. So you've obviously called the police. That's it. Fuck. Like, turn the phone up. No more negotiation.
Yeah.
And the godfather's like, fuck. Fucking cunts, tells the police, fuck off. Like, you know what I mean? I was doing it. I was all right. Why the fuck did you go on the blow? It's like, it's my shop, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. He has to, probably.
Anyway, the geezer phones him back.
Oh, shit.
Tells him, have you got a track on the car? I do, yeah. He goes, like, tell me, like, where or what the code, something like that, to get rid of it, to disarm it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why am I going to do that? I told you I need the papers in the back, yeah?
Yeah.
And this geezer's like, listen, fucktard. You know what I mean? Do you ever want to see this car again? No. Tell me that. So he tells him about the tracker. The geezer disarms it or blocks it or whatever he does with it. And he's gone back to like, yo, I need these papers in the back. And he's like, yo, he tells him exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Like in 20 minutes, this bit of car won't even exist. This bit's going to be going over here. Like, this car's gone, bruv. I'm going to get like, and it was such a minor amount of money.
Yeah,
it's like,
oh my God.
$1,000 or something like that for this M3, yeah? And he said, no, do whatever you want with the car. Do whatever you want. I need the papers in the back.
Yeah.
And then he told him, listen, these are legal papers, da-da-da-da-da. Whatever you do, don't try and rob those papers because we need those in court tomorrow. Is that shit?
Damn.
And this geezer's still being a bit like, fuck you, Godfather manages to blag this guy that it wasn't him that called the police. Like, I swear it wasn't me. Like, we're getting on fine.
I still don't understand why this guy's chatting to this guy anymore. He's got his car, he's got his phone, he's got everything. Why the fuck is he...
Oh, the robber? Yeah. Why doesn't he just bounce?
Why is he even bothering chatting? Maybe he thinks he can get more money out of him or
maybe,
something.
Maybe, yeah. Probably does.
Yeah.
So, he's like, listen, you seem like a good guy, yeah? I'm going to park the car for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If anyone goes near the car, I know the tracker's on, I know the feds are on it, I know something, and I'll never speak to you again, and you'll never see shit again.
Yeah.
If I don't, then I'll call you back. He does that, pulls over, my godfather's just staying in the same petrol station. Phones him back, says, all right, cool, where are these papers? And he's like, they're in the boot, they're in this box, and the geezer says, all right, near Queen's Park, on some street, whatever, there's a skip outside a house.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down there,
and
I'm going to put these papers on that skip
in
the next, like, 15 minutes. If they're not there, and you're never hearing from me again. If they're not there, you fucked up, you know what I mean? Someone's taken them already.
Oh, shit's getting windy as fuck, man. Shit.
Is there a way we can block the wind? We've got
maybe
shelter.
If you sit there in front of it, because the wind is coming from that direction. Yeah, let's see that. But then now we're getting forward.
This is the worst place ever, bro.
Yeah, for the sound, this is incredibly shitty for sound.
There's another one coming.
Yeah, of course.
It's rattling when it's going even far away.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer we can... We'll do half an hour here, and we'll do half hour.
It's another one coming already, bro.
Yeah, I know. But tell me, I want to know what the fuck happened. So he left it in a skip.
So he takes...
Actually,
the geezer...
No, we're good.
No one's
going
to listen to
him. We're good.
So he tells him about this skip in Queen's Park.
Yeah.
Goes there, leaves these papers in a box and puts them on top of the skip.
Okay.
My godfather dusts down there and the geezer's left him a note.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Saying what?
Just saying the same thing, like, I told you this would teach you a lesson. Like, try to be a bit more careful.
Damn.
And my godfather's got an office and he's got this note put up in a frame.
Yeah.
It's the original note put up and he's framed it and he's got it on the wall.
Oh,
so when he was, they were like, yeah,
constant reminder.
There's the note.
Yeah.
Anyway, while he's telling me, his missus goes, did you tell him how you did it again a second time?
I was
way, bro. No way. To a Mercedes this time.
Man.
Door open, in a petrol station, the exact same thing. But no, this time no phone, just like the car got robbed.
Fucking idiot, man. But he doesn't care. It's all insured. He's going to get it back on insurance. Like, he just doesn't give a fuck.
Just doesn't care.
How the other half live, right? Fucking hell.
Doesn't care so much. It happened twice.
Jesus Christ.
He's got the fucking note in his office. Like, that's his connection with the streets. You know what I mean? We've all been there, done that. You know? I know what it's like in the street.
Oh, my God.
My mate Tommy the Robber. But yeah, the geezer dropped the papers off in the end. In some skip. Fucking good guy, to be fair. Took four or five phone calls.
Mate, yo. And he's trying to teach him a lesson, you know what I mean? Like, kind of trying to be moral and shit, going, oh, you shouldn't leave your car.
Yeah. But you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. Yeah, it's
kind of
stupid.
Dunce does that.
Stupid.
Dunce.
Man, that's mad. You know what I wanted to talk about quickly as well, if we can. Yesterday, I was down in Stockwell. I met up with Acme, who we've chatted about on the pod. We've, you know, critiqued his graph and he sent in loads of photos. He's the one with all the photos. He got a lot of those photos off of Dice. TSM crew. Yeah, Dice. Salute, Dice. So them two were down there. Plug was there as well. I bumped into Band. I bumped into fucking Cope. Came through, obviously, that's his manner.
Bandit.
Band was showing love for the pod and everything, man. So we'll definitely be getting him on soon at some point.
I love him.
Really cool guy. Fuck. So now we're painting away. Obviously, I want to get... Hold on. People are going to be catching jokes on the live like that, going, fuck it out, what kind of shit?
I don't know. Maybe it's too much.
It's too much.
We need too much. No, there's a reaches on it.
I'll tell you what, we'll record half an hour.
Put it for the Patreon.
We'll record half an hour. I'll go home. I'll check the audio. If the audio is absolute dog shit, then we'll just record another pod. If it's all right, then we'll record the second half, yeah? When we get home. But I wanted to tell the story, man. Here's quite a good place to tell it. It's like secondhand story. So I'm there with Dice and Acme painting this wall. And obviously I want to get Dice on the pod. Dice has been documenting and doing grab since the 80s, you know what I mean? Mid-80s. So he's got like mad history, you know what I mean? And also not only has he documented a lot, he's not documented the most out of everybody, but he, you know, dude did a lot of shit back in the day. And
a lot of trains.
Yeah, and so he told me the story. Yeah, and I was like, bruv, that would be a perfect story for the podcast. He's like, nah, he's just like, maybe we can convince him to do the pod, but he was very adamant. Shit, the wind, man. You can see the thing, that's the wind. Fuck. Okay. And he was very adamant, like at the time, saying, you know, he wasn't going to do the pod. And he had his reasons for it, and fair enough. But I told him, look, I'm going to tell that story on the pod, man. And obviously, I'm doing it from memory. I didn't write it down, yeah? So hopefully, I remember it well. But it was a fucking mad one, yeah? He said he was watching the news. This was in 1991, like in February 91.
Fucking hell. I was 10.
And he was watching the news. And he said a barge had hit into, like, Putney Bridge or something, yeah? Again, I can't remember exactly. But it was, like, a big news deal. And it was the bridge that the trains go over, the District Line and stuff, to Wimbledon and shit. And as watching that, he was like, yo, they're blatantly, all the trains are going to be laid up there tonight because they can't cross this bridge. He goes, blatantly perfect, we could do this tonight. And he'd never done, like, he said this was his early, he'd not really painted on many trains.
91.
Yeah, and he said he was even like, you know, that he would chat, and it was him and his mate Gasp. Yeah.
All the drivers are so fat. Look at this geezer. Oh shit, it's crawling through really slow. Oh, stop on there. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, you can do a jump down there. They stop there.
Yeah.
The same geezer, always like around midnight, 11:30. Yeah. He always like stops and has a piss out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Pisses pisses out the side door, yeah.
No way.
No.
What's deep? Look, another X. And then. Anyway, so. So he saw this on the news, and him and Gasp, his mate, TSM crew, they were like, yo, they're blatantly, all the trains are going to be held up at Wimbledon, yeah, all the district lines. So they're like, let's go down there tonight and check it out. Maybe we can get a piece on a train for once, you know what I mean? So it was his first, like, proper, like, kind of yard mission, yeah?
We're going to hit these trains.
And so he said he went down there to Wimbledon, and he went to where the fence was before they have to climb over, and they were watching over and they said there was just, even though the station was closed, there was just bare workers on there and people cleaning and stuff like that, and they wouldn't leave, yeah? And then it got nighttime and all this shit, and then finally the lights went off. And he was like, all right, now they must have gone home. The trains are there, laid up. Let's just go in and do it. So he jumps the fence and he goes in, or not a fence, it was like a driveway thing to go into where the bit is to get on.
Mm.
And he said, we were down there and we were about to jump onto the spot, and then floodlights hit him, yeah? And a screeching of like car wheels like that, yeah, like not like in the movies, like you could hear it like on gravel, yeah. And lights hit him and he froze, and then he said, who got out of the car? He said, and Cherish. They had the same idea watching the news earlier that day as well. They were thinking, oh, well, the trains are going to be there. And so they jump out of the car, and they were they're like maybe a year or two older than Dice. And so he's like a little toy to them. It's Cherish, for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? They idolized Cherish, especially at this time. And he was the train don at that. And then 91, 90, you know what I mean? 89. And so they were like, yo, we're going to do the train. And you're going to help us do the train. We're going to do a top-to-bottom train, yeah? And they're like, all right, yeah, no worries. Because yeah. They were like...
100%,
they
yeah.
Like, can't do shit, say nothing to them. Oh, another one, Percy or whatever. And I'm definitely gonna get some of the details horribly wrong on this story, yeah? So Dice,
fucking hell,
that was shit. A loud one, man. He's on the other side as well. Yeah, there's that name, Tom. You imagine when I was painting it?
Oh, Ghastly.
Ghastly.
Oh god.
Yeah. They're stainers, bruv. They're stainers.
But yeah, so fucking... I'm definitely going to get bare details wrong, by the way, okay? This is all coming from memory. He only told me the story once, so Dice, apologies to you if I get any details wrong, okay? And please don't hold me to this shit. I got to fucking say all this shit or else people might get vexed.
So he's going to paint the train, so basically helping Cherish in that.
So Cherish basically was in charge. He told me he's like the Graf Hitler. He goes, when you're on a mission with Cherish, you do as Cherish says, basically, yeah? And so Cherish was like, help get the ladder, because they brought a ladder with them, yeah? In the back of the cart. So they grab the ladder and they zing down, they jump the thing, they go in, they go up to the train. So one side of the train is facing the platform and all that, and they're on the other side of the train. And they're walking down, and then they're like, who paints what? I think Dice does his name, top to bottom, yeah? And he'd never painted on a train before. So his first train was...
They're man helping him. Like Cherish helping
Well,
him
yeah, painting. Everyone was kind of helping each other. Cherish, he told Gasp, because you're not painting, you're helping me do my one, yeah? So Gasp basically ended up helping Cherish paint his top to bottom. So I think he told me that, like, Cherish threw up all the outlines and then they all just started filling in and Gasp filled in all of Cherish's piece, basically. Or Cherish was up the ladder doing the top half and Gasp was doing the bottom half and Dice and were doing that one. And then he goes, they finished both their top to bottoms on this one carriage and then they just started doing the rest of the train, going down, doing all their crew names and doing this all top to bottom, all the way down the train.
Oh, shit.
All the way down.
Not reaches, but just top to bottom.
And he said there were still people working on the platform, but they'd see their feet and then like they'd stop and then the guy would walk past and then continue, it was like that, you know, all night. And then he said the sun started coming up and he was like, okay, shit. And then he said he stood back and he was like, they'd done the whole train. And then they sat there and they were like, is this the first top to bottom whole car on a district line in London that's ever been done? And they were having this conversation going.
Yeah. Imagine that as a conversation.
Yo. That was just my chair. And so...
fucking imagine that as a...
So they were just looking, going, fucking hell. They weren't even planning to do it or anything. They just fucking just worked their way down this train because it was just like a free-for-all, yeah? And but then, right at the end, when they're having this discussion, they heard someone on the platform go, we know you're there. We're calling the police. They're coming now. They're on their way. And they were like, fuck. Okay, so they all... grab the ladder, everything, jump over the thing, get in the car. They all pile up into fucking Kyo's car and then they zing down, go away. And he said they were even stopping at a traffic light and they could hear the sirens coming close. And then Dice jumped out, pressed the button on the thing to try and get the traffic light to hurry up or whatever because they were like just shitting themselves. And then finally he drops them off at Putney, yeah, at Putney station. Oh no, he drops them off somewhere else and then he tells them, meet us. In 2 hours, meet us at Putney Station. We're going to bench and get the flicks of the running train. So they were like, okay, cool. And then he said he'd never had a rush like that. Not only am I painting with one of the best writers in London, but we did a whole top-to-bottom fucking train with him. You know what I mean?
It's like the first one ever.
It's like, talk
could
about...
the first district line top-to-bottom hold.
Well, that's what they were discussing. They don't know for sure, but there was the one we talked about last week.
In those conversations.
There was the one we talked about last week about the...
That was Dice.
The no amount of buff can cleanse our soul. That was Cherish and Carl, but that was done on Boxing Day 91. So that was later on that year. So this was in February. This was at the beginning of the year. Anyway.
Holy shit. So it could be.
So then they go and meet up at Putney station, or I can't remember which one, but I think it was Putney, and they were waiting for the train, and then finally it pulls in and they're like running, legging it up and down the platform trying to get flicks because it came by on their side where they were, you know, so they're like, taking flicks, you know, running up and down like you said, it was nuts, yeah, all of them like trying to get nice flicks of this thing. Look, another person. Yeah, he's literally on every single one, man.
Battered it, bro. Big up Percy.
And then, you know, I still say that when I, like, if a tune comes on, I'm like, yo, that's a Percy, bro. That's a Percy. Personal favourite. Percy. So they're taking flicks. And then and then Cherish goes, no, because now the train goes. And it's, like, only two stops till the end of the line. So in 20 minutes, he'll be coming back. But on the other side, we get distance shots from him. So they waited on the platform, again, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And it came back. And they were like, wait, taking flicks. And then the guy on the train, the driver... He comes out and he goes, oi, you lot did that, innit? You lot did that. Yeah? Exterminate. Robo, Pow, DDS, RIP, Robo, and Pow.
Damn, son.
So, boom, so the driver now is shouting at them from the train, going, you lot did that, we're calling this. the police are coming. And then, and apparently Cherish went, yeah, fuck off, like that, yeah, whatever, yeah. And then they ducked down the tracks and then ran down the road, yeah. Fuck, now I'm getting this in bit, this is important, but I can't remember where it happened. I think it was still on that platform. I think Cherish and them lot ducked down the tracks, and Gasp and Dice tried to leave through the front of the station. And on their way out, they got stopped by some like dudes in shirts, like plain clothes guys. And they were like, oh shit. And then they pulled out a badge, not just, not BTP, not police, but the Ministry of Defence. Yeah? Like some crazy, MOD, like the FBI of England, yeah? And so they were like, what the fuck? And they were like, we watched you paint that train. They were sat. Basically, they were on another job about some drug bust that they were working on. Some drop-off about some drug thing that was happening. So they were on a scout mission or whatever. Not scout, but what do you call it when the police... Recce. No. The police, when they're sitting and observing an area. Yeah, like a recce, but yeah. There's a word for it. Stakeout or whatever. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. So they were on a stakeout and they watched them the whole night paint this train. But they couldn't blow their cover because they were doing something else. But then they caught him at the station the next day. And then he goes, all right, they grabbed him and they walked him to the end of the platform where there was the offices. And they went to open the door, but the door wouldn't open. They were like, okay, wait here. I'm just going to go get the key. And then they went up the stairs. I'm not even kidding. Dice said, they literally looked at each other. They bopped up the stairs. They went, fuck it. They jumped on the tracks, ducked out, and they got away. I hope Dice can... I'm going to hit him up. Again. Hopefully he can send me the photos of that mission. That would be sick.
Love those signs when you can duck down the tracks to get away.
You can still do that.
Because they won't come.
Well, that's what Yanni said. Yan said, he goes, if you're on the street and you're getting chased by police, jump onto the nearest train track and get away. And that's the way to get away. Yeah, man.
Nuts. Gone. That's a mad story.
It's nuts. That's why I was like, man, you got to come on the pod. And he was like, that's a minor story. He goes, he's got bare stories like that. And I'm like, you've got to come on, man. But anyway, he had, like I said, he had his reasons. Whole
train on those old white district lines, those big silver fuckers.
And he said he had a bag of a car plan and duplies or whatever, yeah. And then Cherish rocked up with some like proper paint. Like he was gunning him or something for his shitty paint. And they nicked it anyway. Did their thing. What did write? What was his train tag? Because he never used to write on trains. He used to write something else, like Tepsi or something, or... Oh, man, I can't remember. But anyway, props to though, man. He's done a lot for the scene.
Listen, graph workshop.
We've done half an hour. Shall we...
Yeah, it's impossible to do it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to... Yo, as this Piccadilly rolls by, we're going to call it quits for this location and we're going to go home and do the second half at home. You know what I mean? So let's see how it goes. Big up.
Peace out.
Should we do a Wayne's World? We are back on the Zoom or on the Zencaster, whatever you want to call it. A couple Wayne's days World. Later from the last bit you just saw.
Time traveling.
Listen, man, we didn't realize the noise wasn't, you know, I sorted out the audio, so you know what I mean? It's all good. But
Amber's amazing techniques once again has sorted out the audio. So we could have stayed there chatting, is what we're saying.
But it?
We didn't we should know go. That, man. The trains we were go. Close, bro. They were
close. We can go back there though. We'll do a full episode there at some point, maybe with a guest or something. That could be fun, man. But
that dude who lived there and came out. He was quite tonk though, bruv. Did you see him? He was quite tonk.
Yeah, I saw. Got a glimpse of him.
Well, we were standing well above him. I said, well, bruv, you know.
He just wanted to check that we weren't little youths.
I was just
fucking
making
around.
Sure you weren't kids fucking us. And I said, well, no, well, we do graph, like pointing at the graph. And then you realise I'm standing on this thing saying, no, we do graph and I'm going to film it here, rare.
But yeah,
it's
man.
It's funny, man.
Such a wicked spot and we caught some nice weather and everything like that. But now we're back here. Man, today I just sent you a photo now. I bought a job lot of records. You know what? You know, a job lot. Yeah, job obviously. Lot. Yeah, where you just like, it's luck of the draw, 545s, 7-inch records. And for 20 quid.
But wait, you sold it or you bought it?
No, I just bought like a job
you
lot.
You just bought it?
Like an idiot.
Buying one of those secret boxes on eBay or something.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah,
you
but with
what's
records.
In the box.
Yeah, so, mate, I've never owned this many Jason Donovan records in my life, man.
Is that why you got, did it come with the David Bowie t-shirt as well?
No. This I got it from work, man. We did a job with Ralph Lauren. You know the Ralph Lauren bear?
Yeah.
But it's a David Bowie. Like, we printed them on the jobs. We had that. We had a Freddie Mercury bear. Oh,
Skit would buy that for like $8,000.
I know. Trust me, man. This is an exclusive shit.
Big Bowie fan, bro.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, but there's some Stevie Wonder, there's some Diana Ross, there's a few. But I'm going through them. I haven't been through even half of them, man. But
already some classics.
Yeah, but I found this one. Do you remember Sabrina?
Oh shit!
Boys,
Sabrina.
Looking for a good time.
I always thought it was odd that she was just called Sabrina.
Yeah, she's Italian, I think. She's Italian of origin. But I just, when I saw that, I was like, no way. Because the music video for this song, one of her tits pops out of the video. Yeah, because she's wearing a really skimpy, a swimming costume or something. She's in a swimming pool jumping around. Yeah. And I remember as a young lad, I think it came out in 88, 87. Right, okay. So I was like 7-8 years old and it like gave me a little twitch in my pants. I was like, hey, I remember this one, man. I'm going to cherish this record. It's a shit song.
Oh, there was me like properly listening. Like, right, what's he going to say? Like, gave me a twitch in my
pants. But yo, and I pulled out this record from my stash, not from this stash I just bought. And I showed it to you, Theme, the other day. I wanted to bring it up on the pod. I was in Belfast.
Imagine if that came in the stash you just bought, secret box.
Yeah, but they're all 45s. This is a 12-inch. And so I came across this. I was in a record shop in Belfast. I can't remember the name of the shop, but you can see it's spray painted on. And it's actually spray painted on. It's not like a print of a spray paint. Mm-hmm. You can see it's literally...
There was like 10 of them or something in a row.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them.
Someone's pieced the whole thing. But is it a piece or is it just a abstract thing?
I have no idea. Probably
it could be a fucking arrow or some shit going where with the border or something.
Who knows? So that's why I'm bringing it up on the pod. Maybe someone else out there knows a bit more about this record, yeah? But because on the back now, it's by Richard Sen.
Coma
95.
Oh shit.
And a Kiss 42 tag.
Kiss 42 reach, baby!
Look at that Kiss CD.
Are those reaches actually on the vinyl?
On the record, drawn on with pen. They blatantly, they're the ones that spray paint it. I think Richard Sen is a musician. He does he makes like house music or
techno.
I've
got him on Insta. We should send it to him. Say, all right.
Yo, and I think he is Coma. And this is from 95.
He is 100%. He is 100%.
And so I think he's related to Kiss 42 CD. I think they're either brothers or cousins. I don't know. Again, I don't know. But that Kiss 42 tag,
You could ask him.
Well, I'm going to ask him and reaching out to people out there. Maybe they know. Maybe someone else has the other half of this one and we can put them all together. You know what I mean? And make a...
You've got to message him on Insta. It's like, yo, man is just asking. Yeah, but you've got to spell it.
Let me ask you.
Do you know anything about this record? You see it here, still 2-2s, yeah? Like, basically, we need to know what it's about.
You know what I mean?
But that's sick, bruv. That is sick.
It's ill. I've had it.
That's proper sick.
I've listened to the tunes on it. Like, it's all right, but it's not my style of music. It's not my type of music. It's that kind of... ambient house, you know,
chilled out,
I mean?
House,
yeah, but
chilling gear on the beach house,
but also kind of like breakbeaty kind of thing. It's like mad, it's mad, it's weird.
You like house music, then you like the original.
I like some of it for sure.
Right, I'm picking a house tune next week, but this week that's it.
Now, I've already got the song ready for the end, and we got a question as well to get down with. Oh, yeah, and before we go off the topic of vinyl. A nice chap called Matt Byler. Yeah, he's friends with Acme and them lot.
Baila.
Baila. I've been following him. B-A-I-L-A. Yeah, Baila.
Baila.
On Instagram, he's Matt_Baila. I'll put the link below. He's like, I've been following him for ages. He's, when it comes to 45s, like little 7-inch records, he's got the illest collection, yeah. And he's a fan of the pod, and he likes watching the Tarbush Records thing. And so he got in touch, and he sent me a cassette, two of these actually, of a mix that he did using 45s, like breaks and kind of dope fucking, like,
get
you
me,
know,
get me.
The sampling material, you know what I mean? So I can't wait to check it out, but it's a cassette tape. So I, you know, I need to
you
find
don't have cassette.
I need to find a cassette player.
Yo, I need a cassette. We should get an answer. I've got bare One Nation tapes.
Yeah.
Some of them I've kept. Because they're the nuts.
Yeah, I've got a few tapes of those
stuff
as
like
well.
That.
And I got a few mini discs as well and shit. I got nothing to play them on. But he gave me a spare one. He gave me an extra one. And he said, you can have it as a giveaway on the podcast. So here on this episode, episode 79, if you leave a comment below, I will pick one of the commenters, and I will mail this cassette tape full of funky OG 45s. All right, so there you go. Should we do a question or should we do some graph critique first, man? What do you think?
Question.
All right, let's go to the question. People, please send in your voice note questions either through the email almshousetoyourmomshouse@gmail.com or on the Instagram @almshousetoyourmomshousepod. You can leave a little voice note in the DMs. Please, people, come on. We've only got a couple left.
Please, people, understand that when I did my little time travel with Amber just then,
yeah,
I came to this point in time and I was ill as dick. And I just wanted to apologize for that.
You'd have to apologize, brother.
Because right now I'm ill as dick.
It's been a while since you've been ill as dick. It's been a while since you've been ill as dick.
I've been down in ginger and beetroot and all these kind of mixes.
You want to save it? You said you wanted to get Friday off work because it's a bank holiday.
I took it off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, I took it off.
So I'm you off. Got okay, so take tomorrow off as well.
I got Sick Friday, day. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
You'll be rolling.
4-day ting.
All right, let's get into the question. Let's go.
Oi, safe, yeah? Thanks for hearing my question again. I got another one, innit? Yeah, obviously, like... So, like, I was wondering, either of you or both of you, whatever, have you got a story, like a memory? Was there ever, like, a moment, a single moment, where you stopped being a toy? Like a big ting moment for one of you, or both of you, like, whatever, where, like, you went from being a whack toy to, like, a bad man Don for life? You get me? Like, you know, made you... You know, grew hair on your balls in 1 second. You know what I mean? Like, safe, yeah. What was that moment for you? All right, nice one.
All right, safe for that guy for sending in that question. big up. So, yeah, was there
Dig
a moment...
Up. Dig that, him up in his questions. Was there a moment that you got hair on your balls?
That you stopped
that you
being
became
a
man? Stop becoming a toy.
Can you think of one? I can think of one.
I can't split between stop being a toy and when you first kind of realized that fucking that was the first graph mission. That was like, we're actually doing real graph now.
I tell you what, for me, because there, yeah, it's hard to pinpoint.
I remember doing jump downs, for example, at Gunnersbury Station, like hiding, and then when the train went, I remember the first time, it must have been like fucking 12, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're running along the side of the district line. Getting reaches with cheat, just running back into Gunnersbury Station.
Yeah, but they were plainly toy tags if you were
12. Yeah, toy tags, yeah. But that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. But that was the first time, and I must have been on a graph mission thinking, fucking hell, this is a graph mission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that district line's running next to you, and the sparks are coming out, and you have to run down the side of it a bit, and then dust before it starts, because the little cave at Gunnersbury is at the top of the station on the right.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You have to be gone before it goes, because all the passengers will see.
So it makes it much more real and much more like...
Yeah, you know, like we're on a graph mission. People are going to see this. It's going on the train. We're getting reaching. You know what I mean?
But I tell you what,
four yards before everything.
for me, I guess, like, you know, when you realize you're not a toy anymore is usually from when you start getting praise from people you don't know. Like, because your boys and your mates, you know, you big each other up and you cuss each other out and all that stuff. So it's hard to gauge with them, you know what I mean? But when a stranger that you admire, that you respect, you know, a writer that you don't know, if he goes, yo, I seen you about, that's dope. Like, I remember that happening to me once.
Who was that?
I went on a solo mission, yeah, I'm by myself, yeah, after school.
That's another point in Gref. Yeah. Mm. I remember Bozo telling me that. So when you start doing graph missions on your J's,
yeah,
that's when you know you love
and you're actually like, motivated, yeah, to go out and do it, like not with anyone else.
That's
yet,
when you're exactly. a writer.
So after that, school, yeah. It must have been a Tuesday or Wednesday night or something. I bopped down to North Acton and I went to do the Funky Five wall. Yeah. This must have been in 1996 or 95. I was 15, 16.
Does anyone yeah. else call it the Funky Five, or is it just West?
Well, some people call it the sand, the sand, because they put all sand in there. Like, what do they call it? The fucking
sand pit
quarry or sand pit or whatever. I don't know what the fuck they call it. Yeah, but I've always called it the Funky Five. Look, I'm gonna flash up a picture of the Funky Five that was there from like '88. I think it was there. It's like as far back as I can remember. It was the Funky Five. All even though Mean, he told me, I was like. He was like, I painted that wall before the Funky Five was on there. I was like, damn, you old motherfucker, man. But anyway, so I bopped down there, climbed cool. down, jumped to the wall. And then I was, as I was walking up to the wall, I saw there was three dudes there. And then they looked up and they saw me. I could just see them silhouettes. And I was like, oh shit. So I like kind of, I didn't know who they were. So if they were workers, if they were like writers, I don't know. Yeah. So I like stood back and then they saw me and I knew they'd seen me. I saw them. And then I realized they were writers and they started like kind of like putting their stuff away. And I was like, I just put my hands up like that. Yeah. And I went like that. And I went like that, like thumbs up. And I was like, I'm not like, you know, I'm not police, basically. I was trying to tell them. And I kept walking up towards them. And so then they chilled out. And then I got closer to them and I realized it was Praise and Asia and Tab VFL. Now, I met them a couple times through a couple of other people, but I didn't know them at this point. Yeah. I got to know them well afterwards. Yeah. But I didn't know them that well at this point. Yeah. But then they recognized me and I was like, yo, yeah, I'm Amber. And you know what I mean? They were like, I could see what they were painting. They were painting ill pieces and shit. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, sick. And I was only down there to do a dub.
Is it nighttime?
Nighttime. Yeah. This is I think the trains were still running. It must've been about 11 o'clock, something like that. So boom, I just start doing my dub, yeah? And them lot, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm painting now with Praise and Asia and fucking, you know, VFL crew, man. I'm like, yes.
Tabasco,
you know?
Yeah.
But I'm a bit shitting it because I'm like, shit. So I really try hard to make this dub look good, yeah? And I did the AMBS, AMBS, yeah? And it was still, now I've got the photo of it. I'll show you the photo here. A chrome dub with like a burgundy outline, like dark red outline.
And a few stars in
there. A few stars in there.
Well, yeah, that was one of the photos I wanted to critique. You just said I got the Gref critique photo.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Where did you get it from? Send it to me. Did I send it to you? I must have.
No. No, and there's still another photo I want to critique.
All right, okay, cool.
This one I'm sending you now. Bosch, send it.
Let me see if it's the same one, man. That's a crazy coincidence. That's the one.
Yeah, it's the same.
That's the one I did.
I wish you would do more graph like this, is all I want to say.
Bro.
This is proper graph.
Ah, that was on Digital Jungle. I think he took that photo. I'm pretty sure that's on there. But yeah, so that's the dub I did. And I remember Praise and Asia, when they walked past, like when I was finishing off and they'd finished already and they came up to me and they saw and they were like, yeah, all right. They didn't big me. They didn't go, yo, that's sick. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but they saw he wasn't a complete toy.
But they gave me the nod, man. And I just remember going inside. I was like, yeah, boy. Like that. You know what I mean? Because they didn't have to say nothing. You know what I mean? To me at the end of the day. And now I look at it now and it's still toy. There's bad like TB that we say toy behavior in there with the shadow. You know what I mean? I didn't really do much with the shadow there. And the M is a bit wonky and...
But and a you lot can of see, dubs were like that with the shadow. Like you mean quite thin with the shadow.
Yeah, and you could. Yeah, it was only like a. I was using a high coat red,
Is that a high coat? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a high coat. And
look,
I think
how thin the border is on the left of the A in that. It's wicked, bro.
I might have even used the aluminium chrome, the high coat aluminium to fill it in. I was doing everything with those.
Oh, I looked for another couple of boxes. Do you know what I did? I went on every floor.
So you found a box full of aluminium high coats, yeah, in your flat, near your flat. And you went there to look again and you couldn't find
there any, was one know? One left. Not one box, one can.
Uh-huh.
So I raised that as well, Bosch. But then what I did is I went to every floor on the fucking flats because it's like this storeroom. So I'm assuming they have it on every floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got the FB key, fire brigade key, went in there and then they don't have it. But back to this Amber.
Back to this, you can see the DDS influence.
It is sick,
you can
bro.
See that you can see the DDS influence with the stars going through it and the B and the S and the lowercase A. You know what I mean? I should do a lowercase A more often, man. I like the lowercase. But yeah, so I think that was
You should do AMS more. You should do this kind of graph more.
Yeah.
Because if you did this kind of graph now, imagine how sick it would look.
Yeah, well, you're
fucking brilliant.
All right, I'm going to bring it back. Stay tuned.
I'm not saying do that out. I'm saying do that style of graph, but you would fucking bat now. You'd absolutely body it.
Yeah. I'll bring that. It's a simple style, like dub style.
I'd love to do a track side like that with you, bruv.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bun pieces, man.
Yeah, okay.
You can do 2, 3, 4 of those. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but theme, I came up under the school of VFL where, yeah, okay, you can chrome out and do like 4 or 5 dubs in a night, or you can pick a spot and do an ill burner, man. I don't know. I kind of lean towards that, especially now in this day and age, me being old, like, you know.
Yeah, but there's no leaning towards it doing burners now in London. It doesn't work like that, bruv. Well, it's like, you know what I mean?
Watch me do it. I'm going to go do it now.
But not burners, like, you know, nice pieces and shit.
Now I'm going to go do some burners.
But you can't be plotting in, like, if it's a good reach. If it's a good reach, you can't be plotting there fucking for a long time.
It's possible, man.
This kind of graph, bruv, but leave out the star above the star, yeah? So you see the star in the M, the outline.
Yeah.
The little star above
that
and
then the big star.
You were thinking, bro, I've got to get some themes going around this fucking VFL. Let me get some schemes going in here.
With the pink.
It's sick, bro.
I think I used that pink on many people because, you know, pink was hard to come by in them days. So.
Shame we can't read any of the reaches behind it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You took the whole thing out. There was a praise and a Tabasco and a...
Yeah, tab. It was just he just did tab and praise and Asia did things on there. I just remember when I came home that night, I was like, rah, them lot, they gave me the nod. They were like, yeah, that's cool. And then that kind of... Nod, I remember feeling like... Not like I've made it, but like kind of like, yo, like, you know, they didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? So... Yeah, so I'd say probably about that time when I was thinking, all right, cool.
That's what you get, yeah, when you let someone paint who's bopped down on his J's on the tracks when he's that young. You got to think this kid that he's at least actually doing great, and then they're expecting it to be complete dog shit.
Yeah, and also they were rated me, I think, because I was there on my J's and I'd gone down there to do it. You know what I mean?
Man,
they were like, oh, okay, this kid, he means business. He's not just here like, you know, run-of-the-mill, like fly-by-night, whatever the saying is. You know, he's not just doing it, you know, for fun. Mm. Like, you know, dude is serious. You know what I mean? Like, I felt that they were saying that as well. So I was
serious.
Serious. And I get serious. What was the other photo? Let's critique it now. What was it?
This could be the new logo of the pod, bruv.
Oh shit!
This is one of this is why I wanted to be in CMS.
Oh, CMS,
because of this kind of grab. Who did this?
Frez did this one. Frez,
look at it, bruv. He was probably like 11 when he did this.
Theme, bro. You know, I'll tell you something even funnier.
The cool moves bit at the top is fucking sick, bro.
CMS, cool moves.
And when I used to look at this, bro, I used to think it was mad, like metallic kind of shine. It had something about it. It was sick.
Okay, let me explain. Let me describe it to the listeners if they're not on the YouTube. It's a CMS.
Because you, exactly. You'll just say it's a CMS. One and only. Legendary, especially on this motherfucking pod.
On this pod,
original bad man,
not starting a crew called, like, you know, the West Side Boys or some bullshit.
Mm.
This was CMS. Immediately looks like a sick crew, bro. Crazy.
There's been a couple cool of CMS
moves,
though.
When I heard cool moves, bro, that was it.
Yeah, shout to Tab.
Phrase would never put me in this crew.
Yeah, it was a crew me and Frez started back in the day. It was only a couple of heads in there. Gore was there, Draper. I'm trying to read the little tags on the side. Who else was in CMS? There was a few of us, man. But I can't fucking remember.
Frez put me in CMS.
Yeah, I know now.
You know, I'm CMS.
But listen, you see the rim, RIM. You see that? That's remember with Jan on the Jan episode, he said, what was your cousin whose name sounds like Hitler? And I go, nah, yeah, Adolf, my boy Adolf. Yeah, that was Rim. That's what he used to write, was Rim, because he had big fat glasses. And we used to call him Rims because of his big glasses. So he used to write Rim. But now, obviously, rimming, you know, there's
rim
the
job,
whole
bro,
yeah, yeah. rim job. That, we didn't know that when we were kids. We hadn't heard about a rim job. So.
When was this done?
This must be late 90s. I reckon 99. Maybe.
This is definitely 90s.
99, I reckon. Maybe 98. But I really don't know, man.
So what does it say on the late top teens. Right?
R.I.P. Fuck. Who could it
don't
have
you
been?
Have a better photo of this? This is fucking sick, bro.
I personally don't. Frez might have one. But there is an R.I.P. tag on the top right. But I'm trying to think back then.
Mate.
Who could it have been?
Cool moves, bruv. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's got the blue fade up into like a grey with a yellow 3D, which is the 3D is a bit toy TB.
But the highlights on the M, I don't know, in the blue, they just make it.
Yeah, nice skinny high. That, back then, in them days as well, with the high coat, yeah, you could get really thin lines if you moved really quick, but you had to be precise. And we used to judge each other. This is how we knew.
See the bottom left, the highlights in the bottom left of the C, the highlight line doesn't join in that. It's like proper graph, bro.
But bro, those like we used to judge a piece by the highlights. Okay, you could have ill schemes, a nice outline, the letters are cool, but we'd zoom in on the highlights. If your highlights were like, that's when we knew you had good can control, was if the highlights were crisp. Yeah, we used to always go on about that, man. Yo, check the highlights. Oh shit. Oh, that's ill. These are mad blasts from the past, yo.
That's a sick bit of graph.
The S.
Where is that?
I'm not feeling the S, to be honest. Now the S, nah.
Now all of it, you would do much better. But yeah,
it's true.
But it's
good. The S is
age.
Good. It continues from the C. You know what I mean? It looks like the C, but just with the S.
Where is that?
This is on not the Funky Five. This is the other bit, the Cashel wall, the one bit further down. You know, the other bit of the wall towards North Acton. So there
he's just gone there, just taking people out. Who's that piece on the right? It's got weird shit on it, like a dragon or some shit.
No, that's some dogged out thing.
But it's got some arrows in that.
It could have been an amp that got dogged out, maybe. I don't fuck knows, man. No, it's not. I think it looks like an A at the beginning, but I don't remember that one. Fuck knows, man.
He did that on his J's.
No, we were all there, man. We were all there watching him do it, probably helping fill in and stuff. Because we used to hang out there and smoke Zeus. It's down this alleyway that like kind of goes parallel with the central line, you know? So we used to sit there all the time and just catch jokes and shit, smoke weed. And
oh, there, what, we got on there once?
Yeah, we did our little thing under the bridge. We got on from the Cashel Wall. It's called the Cashel Wall because of Key.
I remember you telling me about it, yeah.
Key and Lack and Pressure. What was their crew? Fucking, oh man, how am I fucking blanking out?
Wasn't the CMS, mate.
Oh, why am I bugging out? And
then they did CMS.
And it had the bunny rabbit character and it said Cashel. Pressure. It looks sick, man. But so we always called it the Cashel Wall.
If you're not in CMS, it doesn't even count.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, yo, there's been a few CMS crews ever since. I've seen a few CMS crews prop up here and there.
Since this one?
Yeah, I've seen a few different CMS crews. Because we were only active.
Really?
CMS was only active for like a few years in the late 90s. And then we kind of all...
Yeah, so that's it. It's already got... Passport over everyone else. It goes balls right through.
Well, yeah.
If that crew comes back, you have to shut your crew down.
Because then Frez started his crew, CF, which was Company Flow, Council Flats, CF crew. And then I started SDF crew with my lot, and that we'd like kind of drifted and then got back together. And then obviously Frez is in SDF and I'm in CF, but I don't really put it up. And yeah, anyway, it was a whole thing. But props to all them man them there, man. Theme, let's just call it quits there, man. We did half an hour before. We got almost half an hour now. We're good to go, man.
It's only 26 minutes, lads. Yeah. Oh, let me just give respect to a dub.
Okay.
I'm sending it to you now. Because there was a couple of dubs when we did our dubs on train. This is even on a train, but I just wanted to shout out this dub.
Oh, everybody's
always loved this dub.
98. There we go.
Man.
It's a dub on the Cashel. This is the same wall that the
there
CMS
thing go,
is on.
Bruv. On the same goddamn wall.
And it says, Courtism. R.I.P. Court. DCI General, man. He's like the original member, him and Spo.
He is the original member. Yeah. He started, you see the K. You can zoom in on the O, bruv. The K and the O, bruv. It's just fucking ridiculous, bruv. The two little bits. What are those bits called? Like those arrows, but like, you know, more like, I don't know what they are.
It's weird.
Coming off the M, coming off the K. They're fucking banging.
It's like the arrows where the head of the arrow is like a heart. But it's like a hollowed out heart thing. But it's been done.
That's what it is. But it still is banging, bruv.
Yeah, I think Spo did that one. Maybe with Frez as well. Frez and Spo did that one, maybe. But I'm not sure. I'm sure, Court was still around when this was done. Because that's the thing with Court. I mean, I was never like super close with Court, but I used to see him because him and Spo were like, they were like glued together, especially back then, man. Them two were out and about, you know what I mean? Like causing havoc, man. Those two. Ignore the balloons.
causing havoc and the balloons come up.
And I remember when I was at Frez's house, we used to sit in Frez's house and watch Yo MTV Raps, like, because Frez used to record them on VHS every episode and we used to just sit there and watch it and sketch in our books. And then Spo and Court would come round every now and again and ring the doorbell, but we didn't know him that well. Yeah. And they, you know, so we never let them in the house. Yeah. But we used to open the door and sit in the front of the house, and then they just wanted to look through Frez's sketchbooks and our sketchbooks, you know what I mean? And we used to, like, you know, just show them sketches and like, because this is before Spo was even writing Spo. He was writing Oops at the time, yeah? And they had, like, mad old school style tags, and they were up all over, like, you know, Hanwell, Ealing, like, you know. But this is at the beginnings, you know what I mean? Actually, and then later on, now in the later 90s, when we got down with them and stuff, this would have been a bit later on, man. Down the line, 98. Yeah, man.
Around the same time that CMS piece.
Maybe Spo did do this on his own. I think so. Yeah,
I think so.
I think it was just Spo did this one. Now, come to think of it, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I like the S, Courtism.
I love every single letter in it, bro.
Black outline.
Every single one.
Yeah, man.
Bruv.
Jokes. You can see the Spo tag on the top.
Paint that right across. You see that the silver running out of silver towards the end, but get the whole thing finished. Bosh. You know what I mean? Just fucking bosh. Bit of graph on the fucking wall, mate. Sick.
Yeah, man. Big up and rest
in
peace.
That wall must have used to be sick then.
That wall, everyone hit that wall. I mean,
what is a central line?
Yeah, central line.
I used to never get the central line back in the day. I used to not give a fuck about it.
And also, most people didn't go past North Acton on the central line anyway. I guess to Ealing Broadway, innit? Mm. Yeah, like, yeah, a few people would do that. But no, it was a big wall that a lot of people did it, man. A lot. It was like famous because they never buffed it, you know, and it was an alleyway. So it was easy to, you just walk down the alleyway and you're there. And there was very little hero factor. People used to walk up and down the alleyway, but no one would really say nothing to you. You could do it during the day most of the time. It wasn't really crazy like that, man. And if anyone, you could see people, because it was such a long alleyway either side, you could see people coming from a mile away. You know what I mean? If police turned up or whatever. So you just leg it the other way, and there was the
never get go past it, never get the central line.
There was the graveyard. You could jump the fence. I remember once police came down there, and we all had to scatter. Some people jumped onto the track. Some people jumped over the wall into the graveyard, which is a bit further down. And so there's loads of different escape routes from there. So yeah, it was a chill little spot. Salute Court, man. I was reminiscing about him the other day as well. You know. Yeah, definitely gone way too soon, man. He was a don.
What, mate?
Hold on, my TV's just switched on.
Look at that dub. That fucking dub is so good, bro.
All right, safe, brother, man. Let's call it quits there. We're gonna go out on this tune by G Bag and Downstroke. It's called "Roll to the Rock." Came out on
Downstroke your G Bags.
Came out on Revolg Records. Salute Strange Neighbor, all them heads down there. They just did a show at the Chip Shop with the Kronks Don, with Ollie, and Edo G was there. And we've played an Edo G track on this podcast before. And the sample,
I've got that hat signed by Master Ace and Edo G. Yes,
I remember that. And the track that Edo G did, I think it's called Less Than Zero. The sample they used on that is the same sample used on this track. And funnily enough, G-Bag was with Edo G at the Chip Shop. They were emceeing. Anyway, here we go. Roll to the Rock. Peace. Episode 79. Subscribe. Hit the like button. Leave a comment if you want to win this mixtape. Literal cassette tape.
Yeah, you got to answer the question. You got to answer who got inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame last week.
Oh, is it? Was it just one person?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sweet. I don't know who it is, but all good. Google is your friend. Yeah, peace, bye, people. Arms House to your mom's house. Every Wednesday, we will be back.
I got a funny face just like the caricatures, but I could whip you into shape just like I'm Harrison Ford. A bag of the broad, immaculate and smacking it raw. Let me take you around the bits upon a fabulous tour. I could have sworn that there's flaws in the stories of the UK, but Drew's been appetating, fabricating like a duvet. Absolutely smashing my passion, black of the brulee. Rappers had to scatter, chatting more batty than Bruce Wayne. Now who's gay? Must have forgot about the crusades. I ripped the mic, just says using more brute force than Luke Cage. You gaze. I've been a vet since in my school days. Going back to my roots, it's like I'm at a new stage. Now who gave it a right to crush beers? Code to take from the world, put into museums. Despite what's happened, I'm down with a couple Europeans. Africa, the motherland, has to be the place that I feel. Now it's the G-Bag, Downstroke, incredible kick. Best believe the sound's dope, but you can never resist. You all piss and smell like fish, like a lesbian's kiss. You never been around folks that sound better than this. Now it's the G-Bag, Downstroke, incredible kick. Best believe the sound's dope, and you can never resist. You all piss and smell like fish, like a lesbian's kiss. You never been around folks that sound better than this. Nobody's mentioning Jay, just like a bunch of Hebrews. I come at this once after two pumps, now I need food. I'm out to be Scrooge, Ebenezer flex. Ain't even talking loads of cash, talking even less. He's a stress like taking a rest of tranquil. Head still spinning, but my world's at a standstill. Me being whack, nah man, see I'm far from it. I search engine like police in your carbonic. Lyrics are harmonic, I got you hooked like a narcotic. Now pay me now in my large wallet. I talk shit and look fucked, yeah, you don't say. Even my own peeps wanna stitch me up like crochet. Not for worlds, but some folks call me Gavilar. Tip the rip the scales and I don't have to travel far. Getting slaughtered like I'm all up in the abattoir. I've got good taste, but I never gained the caviar.
Yo, it's the G-Bag, Downstroke, incredible kick. Best believe the sound's dope, but you can never resist. You all piss and smell like fish, like a lesbian's kiss. You never been around folks that sound better than this. Yo,
do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?